Blog Talk Radio.
Activate. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're gonna break the table tonight. Give it to them, and I'ma give it to you. They don't understand the whole thing. What my dog on, brother? It ain't no dog on tomorrow, brother. We gonna score today, and we gonna score.
Hold up,
man up.
What are you?
I'm comfortable.
It's time to man up, man up.
All right, everybody.
Who are you?
You.
No, not me, you.
Yes, I'm you.
Just answer the damn question.
Man up.
Behold this. Life. Real life.
That's what real men do.
Man up.
Shadow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week of Man Up Talk Show. I'm going to welcome everyone.
Hello.
Hello, what's going on, ladies?
What's up, everybody? It is Friday, baby. Woohoo!
All right. I first want to say, do a disclaimer. We apologize for not having last week's show. There were some technical difficulties, but trust me, your man Nas was raising a little hell, but it got done, it got fixed, and we're back on board. I believe we got my brother online, my man, Eddie Fairley, is in the building.
Yeah, I'm here. What's good? Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Edward.
Good evening. How was you guys' week?
It was great.
It was good. I'm still coming down off of my high yesterday with my special guest, the honorable and fabulous Judge Hatchett. Oh my goodness, it was a good show.
That's wonderful. I had a great weekend, and I also want to let everyone know. Why we weren't there the week prior to last week as well. Unfortunately, Brother Nash, his mom underwent surgery. So thank God she made it through and she did well with her heart surgery. So that's a praise report in itself.
Yes.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. God is good. God is definitely good.
So that's why we've been gone for 2 weeks. We had technical difficulties and family difficulties, and our priorities are not out of order. So family definitely comes first, and
exactly.
We will continue to put family first when it comes to this show and in life. So we don't only speak about the things that we talk about or be an example. We live by example. So
exactly.
Definitely. Exactly. I appreciate that. Definitely, brother. Definitely. So, I mean, besides having a blessed week, everybody, this week we're going to be talking about a couple of things here. It's just funny that the topic motivated me through my brother Eddie here. You know, we were talking about the book, and then we were talking about, you know, relationships and, you know, how do you spend certain time with your mate. So then it just sparked, you know, that bulb in your head. Spending quality time versus quantity. I hear so many people talk about that. Women, you know, in general, guys in general, I hear guys, some of our guys, you know, some of our men, not all men, some of our men say, well, I spend enough time with you. I've heard arguments like that. Talk to their spouse. Then I hear women saying, well, it's about the quality time, and even vice versa. You know, I've heard women on the other end say, well, why are you complaining? You know, I spend time with you. But, you know, what the type of quality is. And this got sparked, you know, ladies and gentlemen, from my brother Eddie. You know, when we talk, and he does it like he always does, get that thought-provoking thing in my head, which causes topics, you know, because let me explain something to the audience. Miss Raven and Mr. Eddie right here, my man, my brother, they are like walking topics. It's like every time you have a conversation, it's something else spins from when they talk about it. It's always another topic. But, you know, I just wanted to say I appreciate them and them as far as them opening minds, you know, making you think, you know, go the extra mile and thinking about different things that you do in life. So I just want to say thank you to them. But that's why the topic came about. My brother Eddie, you know, you want to elaborate?
Quality versus quantity, period. I deal with this on a daily basis, not even just in relationships, but in life. I've had fraternity brothers or people on the yard that they're so stressed about numbers that the quality of the process goes to crap because they just want to have big numbers. It only really takes one person to make a big difference in anything, and it's the quality of that person that does so. So the stress, it's kind of like the whole present versus presence analogy. You know, you can always play on words. Some people think that to give someone a presence as in a gift replace the presence of them actually being there. That's a problem. And I think quality time versus quantity time is definitely a topic that we need to address, especially when you have technology going on. It's a huge part of our society nowadays.
Yeah.
My goodness. So you could say that you're spending time with your mate, but what is the quality of that time if the whole time that you're with them, you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, you're at dinner, and I see people that are on their cell phones or what have you, doing whatever it is that they're doing. So is that really quality time as opposed to quantity time? I mean, you're there, but are you there? So just because you're physically there does not necessarily make you actually there. And I think that's where we're trying to go tonight, making sure that we're actually providing people with quality time as opposed to quantity time.
Now let me ask you. This also can go, I guess, as far as just not just regular relationship between a man and a woman. Can this also apply to just also a father with the kids or a mother with the children? Or, I mean, even in general.
Exactly.
I was going to say that could go for that as well, because with so many parents today who are raising their children single and the other party or the other parent isn't really in the picture that much, but when they do get to spend time with that child and there's a question of them spending time with that child, it's like, well, I spend as much as I can with them. That's not quality time. I mean, if you're just picking up your child to take them out to McDonald's or to go buy them clothes or whatever, that's not really spending time with them. That's just the fact that, okay, I saw my child today, and now I can take you back home. That's not really spending quality time. You haven't taken the time to figure out what's going on in that child's life. You don't know if that child is struggling with school, with friends, with anything that's going on. If you don't sit down and take the time to talk to that child, how would you know what's going on? How can you help that child if you don't take the time?
That's funny you said that.
Go ahead, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's funny you said that because I sometimes have these same conversations with my kids. Oh, won't you, let's go out and hang out, or won't you buy me something? You know, I'm not a walking wallet. I'm not a walking wallet. You know, let's talk about what's going on with you. Well, nothing happened in school today. Well, you had to do something.
Right.
Let's talk about it. Try to make those moments matter. I try to explain to my children when I talk to them. you know, hey, listen, you know, it's more about what I can buy for you or your mother can buy for you. Let's talk about what's happening in your day. What's going on? Oh, I'm so, come on, Dad. You know, no, let's talk about it. Because I'm trying to instill inside them, hey, listen, even though we're spending time, it's not about buying you materialistic things. I want to know about what's going on with you. So you, later on in years, you go back like, man, I remember having these conversations with my pop or my mother, you know, just about life in general. And I remember those moments right now with my godfather, he did that with me growing up, just taking those one moments, those quality times. I remember that because my godfather was a big part of my life, but I remember that time. So I remember that more than him buying me something.
Right.
And I just try to instill that into my own children.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, I know I brand myself as a relationship person, but that's because I know and understand that everything in the world is relational. If you ever took the time to pay attention to my thoughts of the day, it's always in relation to anything. Like today, my relationship, I related relationships to ironing. So it's always in relation to something. And with that being said, most definitely quality versus quantity, it can branch off from relationships as far as intimacy with a male and a woman, or a woman and a man, or a man and a man, whatever. To children, hey, other people have their preferences. I'm not here to discuss rights and wrongs, but that's just the reality of what it is. But you have like with children, especially with mentoring. I've seen programs where. And we just talked about this, Nas, where they just tried to offer me, the Boys and Girls Club tried to offer me a thing where I can start a program with them and they would pay me. I have such an issue with doing getting paid for community service or volunteer work because I've heard so many times the children say, oh, whatever, you're just here because they pay you to be here.
Right.
That's a great example of what quality time versus quantity time looks like, where the children can sense that you're not here for my best interest. You're here to collect a check, which is something that's going on a lot into school systems, which is a serious problem. The teachers are there to collect a check as opposed to bringing about change, and that's why we're not seeing change, because they're not intentionally figuring out what do they need to do to connect with these children to get change. So, when you say or speak about quality time as opposed to quantity time, the difference is a change. there should be a change. There should be a change in your relationship. There should be a change in how close you guys are with that time. So if you're questioning whether you're spending quality time versus quantity time, if you guys are the same person that you got or same if you're in a relationship and your relationship is the same as it was the year prior, that next year, then you're spending more quantity time than you are quality time. There should be an obvious growth in you and the person that you're with if you are spending adequate or quality time with that person. I see change and growth in the boys that I mentor on a monthly basis as opposed to a yearly basis. I see change in myself and my wife from the quality time that we spend with each other. I see change in my children and growth and them being more like me because I'm consistently instilling myself into them throughout time in my children. So that's the difference between quality time versus quantity time. But the thing is, it gets misconstrued. And we begin because we, our children or the people that are around us, learn from being around us. So they start thinking that what you're doing or your quantity time is quality time, and then they start to reproduce those actions in their relationships. So
it's just a
snowball effect. So we have to clarify the difference between quality and quantity time. So I'm so glad that we actually got on this topic today.
Wow, I can appreciate that definitely, because I think you nailed it. I mean, definitely you nailed it when you said the fact that accepting change and connecting. I mean, when I agree with you, because you can be in a relationship or you can be into a situation for year after year or whatever, or, you know, even with the mentorship or however you want to put it, you know, you could be spending all that quantity. You got time put in, but where's the quality? But then you said the key word, change.
Yeah.
Change.
You know what? Let me elaborate on that.
Thank you, Cookie, babe.
Let me elaborate on that because you know how I am with words and how people receive them. Let me change to evolving. You know, evolving is change. I'm not saying that you should be intentionally trying to change someone. But just because of the relationship, there should be some kind of evolving or evolution process within that relationship. And evolve means growth, not necessarily change. It's to grow into something better. A lot of people do like to change people. Oh, man, I got this man or this woman that has this, but that's all right. I could change that. No. through your relationship, people should want to change if they treated you a certain way or badly or what have you. Because of your presence, they should evolve into better people.
True. Now, with evolution on top of that, with the evolution, and I like the word, I think change and evolve, that goes hand in hand. Not saying you're trying to change someone. I definitely with you on that one, brother, because I think in any relationship, if any relationship worth having, there's going to be a change if it's going to evolve. So I can definitely see where it ties in together hand in hand. You know, I'm not trying to change my spouse. I'm trying to evolve with my spouse. So as the relationship progresses, I can relate to the fact what you're saying as far as once you're evolving, the relationship changes to another aspect. You know, it's not stagnant. Y'all growing together. Things happen. It changes, whether it's going up and down, but it's evolving. So I definitely see how you tied it in together.
Yeah, you know how I am, man. I try to think 5 to 10 steps ahead of the people because, you know, people say, oh, Eddie said you could change me or whatever. No, Eddie did not say that. Eddie did not say it's good to change people. When he said that, change is a part of evolution, and we're talking about growth here. So don't be out there trying to quote me because this is recorded and we will be replaying. Okay?
No, definitely, yeah. Oh, just a real quick side note. I just we want to extend a shout out and a hello to Raven's lovely host from last evening. I think Raven, you want to just say, give her a shout out real quick.
To my host, my guest speaker last night.
Yeah, just extend it because you know I guess somebody just tuned in and said they checked out the show. There's like great job.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, last night the show topic was "Are You Ethical?" and my special guest speaker was the Honorable Judge Glenda Hatchett from the Judge Hatchett Show, and it was a fabulous, fabulous conversation about ethics and are you ethical and how you look at the way that you explained it to us last night. I hope everyone who did tune in, the way she explained it to us, really, you have to start looking at the way you look at things. You know, she used an example last night about football and how the football player, if he gets into the end zone and his cleat has chalk on his cleat, that means he was out of bounds. So when you think about ethics, you think about that fine line you're crossing, whether you're going to do something and you stand up for the principle of it and you're right about it, or you're going to cross the line and do something wrong. So it was a really intense, really thought-provoking conversation last night. So thank you, everyone who tuned in. If you didn't tune in, while we're sitting here talking right now, I'm multitasking and updating the website so everybody can go and listen to the replay.
Okay, great. That's gonna. That's my man Dewan. He's over in North. He's just told me to check in with you. So
okay,
I'm
gonna
make
so
sure
much.
I extend that shout out to Dewan. Also, brother Eddie, you got some people in Brooklyn listening to you. Let me see, checking this out. They want to say they appreciate your mind, brother. So Brooklyn,
oh man,
check in.
I appreciate your receptive ears and hearts, man. It, you know, there's a lot of wisdom out there, but we have, there's a lot of hardened hearts as well. So because there are so many hardened hearts, they miss out on the opportunity to gain insight or wisdom. So I appreciate those who are willing to hear my views and my thoughts so that they can evolve while we're all talking or sharing each other's opinions and thoughts. So thank you so much, whoever that is that shared that. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your minds and hearts and ears. Thank you.
And definitely, we really appreciate all those who's tuning in, checking us out. You know, I try to look at this from a humble perspective, to try to be a voice along my brother Eddie and sister Raven, and just be a part of positive things. I believe that God puts us in different places to do different things. And I see a lot of things going forward. You know, the devil's a liar. You know, for those who's in faith, those who not, whatever, you're going to hear it. It is what it is. You know, that's the way I look at it. You know, we don't like it, kick rocks. I'm sorry, you know. I'm now at a point now, you know, when you have your eye on the prize, you let nothing get in your way. As long as God and you got a strong support with you, you do what you got to do and make it happen. That's my attitude going forward. For those who know me, y'all haven't seen nothing yet. You know, I'm hungry right now. When I'm hungry, I turns it up. And right now, I'm hungry. Brother Eddie, he seems motivated. For those, you know, who listen to the prior shows, this man makes me want to run through walls. That's my man right there. he makes me run through walls. Sister Raven, get the topics going, and it keeps me sharp. So I appreciate having strong people around me and me being around them, and I'm hoping that I can be a positive influence in them as much as they are to me, because you know it's about who you surround yourself with if you want to affect positive change. And that's the thing that I try to talk to a lot of our young men about: surround yourself with the right people. You know, and I guess it ties in with the quality time.
Don't spend your time with knuckleheads.
You hanging with these guys on the corner for what? Or these dudes over here doing serving you no good. But yeah, you spend quality time with with maybe some good people, having a good time, doing some other good positive social events, learning something. I mean, it all ties together, because I had this conversation with my son, about, hey, listen, man, you gotta put yourself around positive people to make positive change. You want to do things different. You want to do things different, but you keep spending time with these other knuckleheads. I believe in my family. I believe in my family. My son is good. Our family is good. And, God willing, we all make our mistakes growing up. But, I try to keep teaching. So is my missus. So we try to stay focused. Definitely.
Naz, I just want to shout out to you because if anyone who's been following the show with us and been listening to us and see how the three of us connect, there's, as they say, there's no hateration among us. We're all supporting each other. And just the fact that you brought all three of us together shows that, three black people can work together. Three black positive people can work together without any animosity, any jealousy. There's no, as I said, there's no hateration among us. We sit together and we talk and we put things together to make it happen. And as you said, this is the man up show. And even though it's the man up show, it's also the woman up show. And I like to say sometimes, you got to put your big girl panties on and do what you got to do. And be influenced by them, then what's the point? What's the point of your walk if you can't be with people who can influence you in a positive way and make you think and challenge who you are and challenge your thinking? Like you said, Edward, make you want to run through walls, and I'm a walking topic, but it's just the fact that we can all work together in a positive light to better the community.
My cousin just laughing. He's laughing. He said, run through walls. He said, there go that superhero again. He just said,
it's great. And in the end, we all respect each other's minds, hearts. A quick plug, please don't go into business meetings saying hateration. As she said before, she stated, that's what people say. Hateration. Masturbation is not a word. We sometimes say that to express a thought or a feeling.
You guys are my brothers from another mother, so I can say that.
But we respect each other's minds and what it is that we're trying to do in the world, and that's what allows the show to have a harmonious feel to it, if you will. But back to this whole quality versus quantity time is interesting. Y'all just made me think of a meeting. I was invited to a meeting. What was it? 2 weeks ago, to be on a board for a nonprofit organization. Now, there's a young lady who wanted me to be on this board or what have you, and she kept stressing that she really valued my insight and wanted to be a part of it. And I'm listening to her speak, and everything she says, she had to catch herself 8 or 9 times. Saying that, oh, yeah, we're going to be raising this money for me. No, not for me, for the organization, for everybody here. So she, like, 8 times, she literally said the entire statement and then had to retract and come back. And then I had my questions. You know me. I had some questions. So I'm like, you were originally a nonprofit organization for a domestic violence shelter, which is how we met, and I did speaking engagements and stuff for her with that. And I said, but I noticed everything that you said thus far is about like teen events and speaking to the team and youth or whatever. I said, is that where you've shifted your focus? Or is that just what you're pitching to us? Because the people in here tend to work with teens, and she said that she did shift her focus to teens. Then I said, why is that? And she said, because that's where the most money is for grants.
Wow. So did she say that? Hold on. Did she say that out loud, brother?
Yeah,
tell me she can say that out loud.
She said that out loud. And then she elaborated as to why she stopped focusing on the domestic violence stuff. She said, you know, and the reason why I stopped doing checks and stuff for the domestic violence shelters is because I would do all this stuff and raise money to give to the domestic violence shelters, and they would never come out and support my events when I threw events.
Hold on, brother. You know what? I know we should put people on blast, so I'm going to leave it up to you. You want to put them on blast or not?
No, who? Oh, no.
I'm still in the street, brother. I'll put them on blast.
I don't operate like that.
You sure?
You know,
I got your back.
Everything is going to fall the way that it's supposed to fall. And, I mean, she was put on blast because she doesn't have me a part of her board. So that's a blast in itself. In the end, though, my point and my reason for sharing it is quality time is about your intent as opposed to how much time you spend. Because clearly we've seen her with the nonprofit organizations. We've seen her do the events with the children, but her heart and her intent was me. How can I benefit from this? And all that stuff. And if your intent is off when you're spending time with your mate, your children, or what have you, let me spend time, or she's going to be tripping about this child support, let me spend time because this is what I was told that a father is supposed to do as opposed to this is what I want to do. Let me spend time.
You going into it, brother.
Let me spend time, with my children, because I know once this guy comes over here, I'm totally gonna disregard them. your intent. What is your intent? Do you really want to be there? Are you really trying to gain something out of this experience? Are you just taking him or her out to dinner because it's their birthday, as opposed to you just want to celebrate them or just grow in them or with them? it's your intent. When you're talking about quality versus quantity time, yeah, you can be there all the time, but if your intent is me, if you woo her just so you can screw her, if that is not, if that's not
hold
quality.
Up, hold on, you got to repeat that.
Quality,
did you just say woo her until you screw her?
That is your intent. Is not about quality. It's about you. It's about me. So that's the difference between quality versus quantity time. That's why after you do finally get the draws, or you do finally give them the draws, that person doesn't want to do all that stuff anymore because they got what they wanted for them in the first place.
Ooh,
so
hello.
This is the big reason why a lot of people think that or start to say, well, you used to do this, you used to do that, because they weren't doing that because they really wanted to help you or encourage you or grow you. They were trying to get you or get what it is that they wanted from you, and now that that has come to pass, so has those things. It's when that person is consistently still, oh, he still opens the door for me. Oh, he still buys roses for me frequently. He still sends me cakes on occasion, even though it's not my birthday. I'm giving you guys tips, fellas and ladies, sending me cakes that say celebrating you just because throughout the week or whatever, without a holiday or whatever. He still buys me cards and stuff like that. Just different things that shows that you care or you're thinking about them without being reminded by a holiday or a birthday to do so. That is quality as opposed to quantity, because every year this holiday comes around, so it's my job to do this. when love or quality is volunteer work, quantity is a job.
You're saying a job. You just nailed it right there. You just said a job.
Mm-hmm.
You just said a job.
It kind of goes in line with what we said last night, too. When you think someone is doing something for you in a service to you, but they really have a hidden agenda, and they say, oh, well, let me see. If I do this for them, then I got them in the right spot so that when it's time for me and I need something from them, then they can go ahead and do it. So, you know, this kind of goes in with the topic from yesterday about ethics and being ethical.
I agree. I think, it is what is the intent. I think at that point,
right,
you got people putting in their work, like Brother Eddie said. They're putting on the quantity time, because what is the true intent?
Right.
What is the true intent? They're going through the motions. They're going through all that because they have a bigger agenda. Like you can have what I call a predatory friends. People are like, oh, yo, I'm good with you. Oh, I'm doing this for you, because they have an intent. I think at some point a lot of people in this world have intent. So they're going to put in that quantity time because they have intent. They have a secret agenda.
Exactly.
Really good agenda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I hear what you're saying on that one, bro.
Man, think about it. I mean, most people who work, if not everybody, unless you absolutely love your job, which just brings my thought home or even more home, we need alarm clocks because we don't want to get up and go to work. It's not normal to get up and the times that we get up to go to our jobs. This is why we need alarm clocks, to alarm you to do what you're supposed to do. The things that we want to do, we do not need alarm clocks to get up for Christmas. You don't need an alarm clock to just do things that you are excited about doing. You need no alerts to challenge your senses to get up to do whatever it is that you need to do because you want to do it. So that's what I mean by it being a job or volunteer work. That's the difference between quality or quantity. A lot of people do stuff because it just seems like the right thing to do. Let me go ahead and do this. That's your quantity. Okay, yeah, baby, I love you. I'm holding you or what have you. That's what you like, I know.
Going through the motions,
yeah. That's quantity time, but quality time is just doing it because that makes you happy. And I stress that to people all the time. I know we have these songs that tell us how, you know, love is a two-way street. That's a lie. Let me go ahead and clarify that right now. love is not a two-way street. It's just that we tend to see love being perfected or done correctly, so it seems like a two-way street because both people are loving each other. Mm-hmm. Love, love is actually, if you think about it, community service. Love is doing something for someone because you love them that much, but you're not really necessarily looking for something in return. And in turn, because you treat them that way, that person loves you back, so they feel they want to do something for you as well. So on the outside looking in, when two people really love each other, you look like, see, that's what I want in my relationship. I see how she treat him the same way, or she do that with him, or he does that with her. That's what I want. Well, they really want to do that with each other. He don't really want to be with you, or you don't really want to be with him, so you're doing stuff with the intent of getting something in return. And when you do something with the intent of getting something in return, that is the only way you can be disappointed. I just saved some arguments. I'm going to say it again slowly because I think some people missed it. When you do some things with the intent of getting something in return, it's the only way that you can be disappointed. And when you're in a relationship, if you really, really love someone and you're doing it without necessarily getting anything in return, it's just because you love someone, you can't get mad that you spent the flowers on her, but you ain't getting none because you wasn't expecting that in the first place. You really wanted to give her some tag-on flowers. You can't get mad because you cooked him a huge dinner and he fell asleep on after the, because he ate such a big meal, because you didn't expect him to do anything after that because you just made him a big dinner because you loved him. You didn't clean up the house because you wanted to get Kool-Aid points and got disappointed because they didn't say thank you or what have you, because, first of all, your house shouldn't be daggone dirty in the first place.
Clean that damn house.
Shouldn't have to be doing it in the first place, but at the same time, you didn't do that for the thank you. You did it because no one should be coming home to a dirty house. So you only get disappointed and frustrated or angry with your mate when you aren't working out of love. Because if you're working out of love, you cannot be disappointed by their response. You can't be. It's not possible.
Exactly. and you know what? It's crazy you just said that, because I think the fact that, like you said, the fact that there's hidden agendas, like when a couple gets mad, like the husband or the wife gets mad, oh, I did this for you, why don't you do that? Because that wife or that woman has an agenda. She has an agenda. Because well, the things that she does, she expects for you to do. So is it a hidden agenda? Why are you being nice to me? Why are you being nice to me today? What do you mean why I'm being nice? Maybe I'm just because I love you. I mean, come on.
Let's analyze that. For you, Sue, oh, man, I'm about to go in. For you, for one, for someone to say, why are you acting that way, that's a great that's time to look at self. Because for them to have to ask you why you're acting like that implies that you don't normally do so. So if your response is, well, can't I just be doing it because I love you? Your implication is when you didn't do it, you didn't love them. So
that's right. Yeah.
With that being said, I just lost the daggone thought. Because my mind goes a million miles a minute. With that being said, that is the quantity part. If you can list all the things you do for your mate, you got a lot of quantity going on. if you can sit there, I do this, and you don't appreciate this, and this, and this, you are not operating out of love at all. You are operating out of a straight-up agenda. You want something in return, and that is not operating out of love or just loving your mate or growth at all. Because if you can give me a list of all the stuff that you've done for me, that means you have been taking a list and checking it off. That's kind of like, doing good deeds. Wait a minute, Lord, what you mean I can't get in? Hold on. And you pull out this big, long list of community service projects or times that you walk the old lady across the street or something like that. You're like, come on, Lord, what you mean I ain't good and I can't make it? Well, I mean, you still ain't make the cut.
Okay.
If you can regurgitate everything that you have done for that person, you are taking a list and you are intentional about getting something in return for them. You are not operating out of just loving that person and trying to provide a quality and genuine love for that person. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a text that came in. A text came in from Ohio. This is my man Jerome and his missus. All right, now, I guess his missus jumped on the text. She's like, hey, Naz and Brother Eddie and Rave. So she says, how do you know that, how you distinguish from quality and quantity when a person is doing all these, let me read this, they're doing all these extraordinary special things for you. How do you distinguish the difference?
Well, there's a preventative medicine to that, and that would be chapter 2 of my book. It's called The Less You Give, The More You Receive. But honestly, outside of that, only time itself will tell you whether that person is operating out of just being genuine or else. Like I said, when you get to that point where you were like, wait a minute, you used to do this, you used to mm-hmm. do that. Well, that's because they used to be trying to get something from you that they didn't have.
You said earlier something about the drugs.
or they used to lust for you and they thought it was love and now they realize that it's not. This is why it's so important to evolve. Let me explain what I mean by that. This is why it's so important to consistently evolve and grow into something better. Because the more time you spend with anything, you get desensitized to it. This is why I don't watch TV. The more time you spend with something that you see on the norm, the more you get desensitized to it, and it no longer feels all that well, or it doesn't really spark an emotion that it used to. For instance, if I constantly see on television that kids are being molested, kids are dying or getting shot or what have you, to see something or hear that should make you cringe to your stomach. But because we are seeing it so often, we're numb to it now. So if you see your mate every single day, the same person, same conversation, the same sex, the same arguments over the same stuff, you are going to get desensitized to that person that when you first saw them, she was a new hottie, he was a new gorgeous man, he was so sexy or what have you, that you just, everything about that person made you tingle and like them and love them until you begin to learn everything there was to know about that person. This is where the desensification begins to happen. And you ever seen somebody, this is the best way I can put it, you ever seen somebody that broke up with somebody that he was like, girl, you crazy, he was fine, or man, what's wrong mm-hmm. with you, she was bad. That person was with that person all that time, and they're like, what, bad, whatever. You wasn't with that worth of my chick all the time or every day, or that dude, yeah, he was bad, but he had a good right hook. He kept hitting me upside the head. You know what I'm saying? So it's that time that you spend with that person that kind of takes away all of that physical attraction. So if you don't grow spiritually or intellectually or what have you, and evolve to a better person all the time, to where you're constantly new to your mate, eventually you're going to no longer really be into them, and that's when the cheating and stuff does come to play. So if mm-hmm. you stop being new, they're going to find something new. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you stop being new, they're going to find something new. So you need to consistently grow and evolve into a better person to keep that quality of just interest, period, in your relationship.
I agree.
To answer your question, there's a preventative medicine to having someone be genuine, and I don't mind elaborating on that what that preventive medicine is. So the less you give, the more you receive in my book. Basically means the less information about what it is that you want in a mate, the more of a chance you have of them being their true selves. What happens is when we're dating, we can ask that question, what are you looking for in a male or a female, and we just freely give that information out. We tell them everything, oh, man, I want a man that holds doors for me. I want a guy that gets me roses all the time. So, or I want a female that can cook or whatever. And so that person, whether they're good or bad, takes mental notes of what it is to satisfy you, to get you. And the reason why I say whether that person is a good or bad person, because if a person is a good person and they really, really genuinely like you, they will try to be or step up to play that role to get you because they like you. If they're a bad person, mm-hmm. meaning they're trying to manipulate you to get what they want, they too are going to take notes and live up to that so that they can get you. So if you're telling a person everything that you want, as far as what the ingredients to your happiness is, mm-hmm. that can cause someone to be to not be genuine in their actions towards you, and in turn win you over, and then you'll find later that, oh, well, what happened? You used to hold the door for me, or you used to cook for me, or you used to, and they're like, whatever, I got you now. It's no need for me. You know, it's no need for me.
You didn't give the damn blueprint up.
That was a movie that I was auditioning for. I already got the part. I don't need to act anymore. You feel me? So that's when you, like I said, that's what I meant by time itself will help you. And Raven, please let me know if I'm yelling. I remember we had a conversation off air last time that I was yelling. No,
wait,
no,
why you put me on blast?
that's not me putting you on blast. That's me trying to keep listeners because I might be popping somebody's eardrums, and my wife is not here to give me my cue about thank you.
Nah,
thank
you're good,
you,
brother. You're good.
You're doing fine.
You're doing
shout
fine.
Out to my beautiful wife, matter of fact, Zanetta. She's out there getting the hair done for the baby shower tomorrow. So
okay,
please be safe on the road, baby.
All right. Congratulations, my brother. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely. What we're going to do right now, I want to take a brief commercial break. I'm going to do a free brief commercial break. We're going to go with just maybe 10 minutes of music. We're going to come right back in 10 minutes of music because that's a new segment we're going to add to the show. We'll do a brief commercial break, and we're going to come back with Brother Eddie, this is the Man Up Talk Show, and Sister Raven. And you're going to have to explain how does a person transition from quantity to doing quality time.
All right.
You're going to have to transition that. It shows how that transition, because you got brothers out there and sisters who's messed up. And they want to do better. They want to become better. They want to spend more quality because they want to do these things. So we're gonna go to a brief little set, and we're gonna come right back. Less than 10 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
All right, brothers and sisters. We can see you in 10. Less than 10.
Right about now, I know y'all. Shadow.
I want y'all to tell me the name of my DJ. 2 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3
baby, you are the soul of my life, and the sweetest melody, and I love making love in your eyes, it's like singing in the perfect key, you are my number one key, my number one key, my number one key. Number one, you are my number one. You are my number one. You are my number one. Number one. I got a studio up in heaven, and it's the perfect atmosphere. Yeah, guaranteed to take you platinum. All you gotta do is come here. Let me make you my number one thing. Oh, number one thing. You are my number one thing. Number one, number one thing. Top of the charts, oh yeah. Number one thing. Oh, number one thing. You are, you are. Number one thing. When you put your music on me.
With the show. Once again, listen to the Man Up Talk Show with the brother Edward L. Fairley. We call him Brother Eddie. And the lovely Miss Raven Simone. Sorry, my apologies. Raven Sonia. Sorry, my daughter named Simone. Just out there, my daughter named Simone. She's about to have a baby, so she's on my mind. So please excuse me and forgive me. And she has a famous baby closet. Yeah, she's having a baby, man.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Grandpa DJ
Nasty. Yeah, oh, jeez. We ain't doing the grandpa. I'm not being called grandpa. I already got the name. It'll be Poppy. I need something cool. You know, you had grandpa, you know, the pop. Nah, it's Poppy. Something kind of cool. You know, even though, you know, but it is what it is. I just hope and pray that God gives a healthy grandson.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, that's where we at. You know, I got accepted. I tried to fight it, but jeez,
I'm still
cringing.
That's
the main thing. The main thing that it's a healthy baby.
I know, but damn. I'm not ready to be grandfather.
Okay, get over it, okay?
Yeah.
Man up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, hold on, stop. So I mean, me and Eddie were talking about this 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about it's the worst thing. Well, not to say the worst thing. When a woman tells a man to man up, you have no choice. You be like, you kind of like look at yourself like, wait a minute, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh, sorry. You just took me back to the day when I was with a crazy woman. Oh, man. I remember she said man up and called me the B word. I was like, wait a minute, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Call me
mm-hmm.
the B word. What? I had visions of Ike Turner. Lord forgive me. And you know, listen, I'm glad I have a great woman now, but I didn't walk on the right side all the time. I was with some women that was just make you wanna it's hard to explain it. But that was that was the choices I made, and that's what you get. You go in the gutter, you're gonna pull out, but you know what?
Actually, I mean, those are the best choices, man, to be honest with you.
What? Wait a minute. Hold up.
No. Yeah, I'm dead serious. No joke behind that. Those are the best choices because without bad, you can't appreciate good. So you had to experience those terrible relationships so that you can know what a good woman was in your wife. So those are the best choices, literally.
But I mean, I could have dealt without the pipe to the head or the spit in the face.
either way, like I said, the worse your situation is, the best you the more you can appreciate the best situation. So I still think it's the best things to experience. Life,
I can see that analogy.
I truly appreciate both sides of any equation because again, it helps you to appreciate the other side. You would never know what good is until you experience bad. You can't appreciate good until you experience bad. Matter of fact, it was a young lady that. She's talking about getting into a relationship and how, you know, she just doesn't want to deal with all this ridiculous mess and how everything is terrible. And I'm like, well, you have to go through life to make you ready for – you have to go through things to make you ready for with your mate. I know for sure. If my wife met me before she met me, we would not have made it. We would not. I had to go through what I had to go through to be prepared for her, and this is the best way I can put it. I told the young lady. I said, "What is your favorite fruit?" She said, "Tangerines." And I said, "Okay, well, let's go off of that." I said, "Say I called you and said, girl, I just got this deal. I got 100 tangerines, and I want to get them. I know you love tangerines, so I want to give them to you, girl. So when you get off of work, just meet me at my house, and you can have all these tangerines." I said, "You would get really excited about tangerines and be thinking about tangerines all day at work, and then once you get off of work, you might leave early. You know, rush to get to my house." And then you'll ring my doorbell to come and get your tangerines. And then when you ring the doorbell to get the tangerines, I give you a pack of tangerine seeds. I said, "How would you feel?" She said, "I'd be disappointed and pissed off." I said, "But did I lie to you? Did I not give you 100 tangerines?" She said, "No, you did not lie to me. You would have gave me 100 tangerines. If it's a pack of 100 tangerine seeds, you would have gave me 100 tangerines." I said, "That's exactly right." I said, and basically what I'm saying to you is a early blessing is not a blessing. If you get something too early, before it's ready to be given to you, that is not a blessing. It's gonna, you're going to be pissed. You're going to be upset. You're going to be frustrated. So you have to go through what you have to go through to get right for your perfect mate. You have to, you might, and now, I told you, you might be two crappy relationships away from your perfect mate, but you have to go through those two crappy relationships to get there. So if you quit now, you will never get to that relationship.
You have so many people, that's been, like, in relationship-wise, been, how you say, been through so many bad ones that they lost how to trust or even open the door, allow that person to enter their life. You see what I'm saying? They got this wall, or they got this giant wall. Oh, I've been hurt too much. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, but basically, well, let me not say you know what I'm saying. We talked about that last time.
Yeah, I know what you said. You said what you were saying, so it's okay. I know what you mean.
Okay.
But to respond to what you said, and this is where, you know, I got to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
I got to flip things to bring perspective in people's lives. I'm going to say, I'll use you as an example. Nas, have you ever did anything to someone that you regret and you felt bad for that will cause them to distrust you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Are you still that type of person?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. So that means what we've just concluded is people can change, right?
Yes,
and,
they can.
And for anyone to make a decision that all people, I can't trust anybody, there's no love out there, there's no what have you, it's implied that they are a perfect person and that they've never been that person that does anyone harm or is rude to someone or disrespectful or whatever their issue is that they have with people. And that, for one, is, I know off the top, is a lie because we're all human and we've all done stuff. But just the fact that you can change is evidence that people can change. And you're just going to have to keep on trying until you get to that person that is not that way. I mean,
true. That's true.
The only way you can fail is to quit, plain and simple. And unfortunately, you have to go through things to appreciate the best things in life, plain and simple.
You're right. You're absolutely right, bro. I mean, but it's crazy. Sometimes you see some people, not all, but there's some people who have not learned that lesson, and then that's when you get the older people, or some older, I would call it older guys, older women, that's going out, and they, I like being single. Like, no, you don't. You don't like being single. Because on one hand, you know, I'm talking to some of the, you know, a couple of old brothers I used to work with at this job. Yeah, man, I like being single. But at other times around the holidays, or they'd be like, they ask questions, how's the family doing? Man, you know, I once had a good woman, but I couldn't be held down. But you see in his face that pain. You know, I'm like, you sure you good? He's like, nah, I'm all right. Like, brother, you know, you want to change. But, you know, It's just funny because I run into people all the time, Brother Eddie, that say these things, but yet they can have a good woman in front of them, but yet they don't open that door. Oh, I've been hurt. Oh, that's your excuse, brother?
Ooh,
that's your excuse?
Okay, please.
Really? That's your excuse? Really? You're in front of a good woman. You're telling me how to do my relationship, but you can't even keep one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's go into what we were supposed to come back talking to. That's a great transition to what we're supposed to do. How can you start to do or provide the quality things as opposed to the quantity? And
okay.
the first thing that you have to do is realize and accept that you're not providing quality. This is the biggest reason why people don't change. Like Harriet Tubman said, she's freed thousands of slaves. She would have freed more had they known they were slaves. You can't free yourself from something that you don't know that you're in. Okay? You have to first identify the fact that you are what you don't want to be or don't like to be. And then, it's only then, so without step one, it never happened. Let's start there. You have to recognize and realize that now Now, another thing that we all have to recognize and realize is not everybody's definition, we've already discussed it several shows ago, is the same when it comes to quality or quantity, which is the reason why a lot of this stuff happens anyway. So you their mate, or I mean, you can either ask your mate or listen to your mate. One of the two, because more than likely your mate is saying, you don't spend no time with me. So if they're saying that, you need to ask them, well, what do you mean by that? You need to elaborate. So because I cannot change or make an adjustment if I don't understand or realize what it is that I'm doing. So you have to get a clear understanding and a definition as to what that is. So that's why I will not sit here and try to say what quality time is, because what quality time to someone else might not be the same to me. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you what quality time versus quantity time is. But I will say, again, there is growth in it. Whatever you conclude, there will be growth in it. So once you guys come to the conclusion or an agreement as to what quality time looks like as opposed to quantity time, then you now have a map or guide that you can provide the services, not because you have to, but because you want to, and it's evident that you want to because you took the time to ask, well, what is it that I'm not doing? Okay? It's not that, okay, Lord, now I'm going to do this. If this person came to you to ask you, what am I lacking? Where do I fall short? That I can do better to provide you with quality time as opposed to quantity time. Now, another thing you can do, if and when we get past the identifying the fact that you are a person that provides quantity time as opposed to quality time, what you can do is go a little deeper. And like what your habits are. If your habits are you're with your wife during the, if she says, okay, you're with me, or your man is with you, or you're with your woman, and their complaint is, okay, here's a good example, you're with me, but you're always on your phone. Okay, well, let's do this. Why don't you send, if that's your addiction or what have you, why don't you send your mate a Words with Friends invite? Now you're still using your phone in the room with them, but you two are using the phone together. That's quality time while using the source that you like to use in the first place. Now I'm just giving you a solution to an addiction or a problem that you have that can actually help you two to grow together. Again, evolving, growing together. So now you guys are playing Words with Friends or whatever other kind of games together with the device that you seem to be addicted to. Or doing little shout-outs online or Facebook with each other. That's still quality time. Even though you guys are in a room, you guys are just making it seem like you guys are far apart, but still conversing or chatting or doing whatever it is that you're doing together. And that is a form of quality time together. Even though you're in a room and you're not necessarily talking face to face, there's times I could be upstairs and my wife would text me downstairs, or I'll text her downstairs, which will probably cause us to end up both upstairs together. But that's a whole nother show. But it began as quality time, doing different things that triggers, growth, I guess that's literal in that sense, together. and my wife's looking at me with her mouth open like, I can't believe you just said that. But, that communication can trigger, like I said, or cause, that just being into each other, period. And another thing, unfortunately, is you might realize that that's just not the person you want to be with. So you don't really have to do it.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Take a step back and qualify the situation, and
you might come to the realization that, you know what, I don't feel that you're worth me doing all this for.
Oh,
I just don't see that.
That's a realistic talk. I mean, for those just checking in, those are checking in, you know, you listen to the Man of Talk show. I got a couple people checking in. I got Ohio, obviously, North Carolina just checked in. And I got, my New York contingent, and, of course, Jersey's in the building. My man Hassan Black, he sent a text. Hello, how you doing, brother? He's with his son. He said he'll be with us next week. It's funny you said that. It's funny you said that, bro, because sometimes I think in relationships or when you're courting someone, and I think maybe you could help me out with this, because sometimes you have someone like, you know what, I can't connect with you, and you got to say it. You know, listen, maybe it's just not going to work. I think that's more mature instead of trying to just drag it out.
Exactly.
Just pull, how do you say, grandma said, just pull the Band-Aid off, just snatch it off. Just snatch it off, that's it.
And, another thing, matter of fact, back to what the young lady said earlier, like, how do you know when someone's genuine? And I often tell people this, and here's my disclaimer, people. I know you guys, people listen. Like I said, don't go saying that Eddie said this. But if you are dating, outside of, you know, the whole grocery list, referring to my book, quick plug, by the way. I discounted my electronic book from my website to where you can download it for $5 onto your computer. My entire book is only $5 if you purchase it from my website. It's not anywhere else. If you purchase it from my website, which is edwardfairley.com, you can download my entire book electronically to your computer for only $5. I'm doing it for the month of March. Don't ask me why I did it. Just decided to.
It's called
a blessing. Appreciate it. Get over it. Good question.
Do you have a voice? Do you have, the voice read, I guess, in the book?
No,
the book?
Not yet. I don't. And several people have told me that I need to do that. I need to be obedient and find the time to do so. But, no, I have not done that yet.
Yeah, you got a lot of drivers, and people that drive when they want to read the book. Those crunching time, you know, listen to the book, I've downloaded the app on my phone, and if I was listening to your book on the phone, I'm driving to work.
Yeah, they want to listen to me because they don't have time to read while they're texting while they're driving. So they want to hear it on the audio because they don't like to read when driving while they're texting. That's a joke.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
I'm going to
get it back. But Eddie, before you go, I got to tell you something. You're laughing at me. I did the quality right. time. I think we talked about it. I got the bullhorn ready. I got the bullhorn. The Ravens don't judge me. Listen. In the book, for those who didn't check out the book, I'm not going to, give out all the secrets of the book. Just come on, having signals and signs with your mate. I have an idea. Bullhorn. Middle of the night. It's going down.
All right.
Quality time.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying a word. All
right. Okay. I'm
reading
along. I forget about it. I'm on it.
Okay. All right. But before going from dating to relationship and getting off serious, not saying it's not a good thing to get serious or want to be serious with someone, but. And again, here's my disclaimer. I'm not saying, and y'all understand what I mean after I say it. I'm not saying go and do this. But if you two have not had some kind of argument or disagreement, you guys are not ready to go to the next level. Now, what I mean by don't be going out there trying to start an argument or whatever. I'm saying that have you got, first of all, two people in one space for a long period of time, it's no way you can avoid conflict after a certain period of time. It's inevitable. You're going to have some kind of conflict or disagreement. And what I'm saying is, if you're dating and you two have never had a disagreement or an argument of some sort, then you two are not ready to take that next step. And the reason why I brought this up is because that's when you can tell how genuine a person is when it comes to how they feel about you. How they treat you after they're angry with you, mad at you, or disagree with your views and thoughts. That is when a person shows their true self, their true character, and how they really are, and definitely how they feel about you. So, if you have yet to have an argument and you're talking about marriage, put a pause on that. Please put a pause on that. Wait. You're moving a little too fast. I'm a great communicator, but there's still things that we disagree with, and we have to agree to disagree. I give her a little 2 to 3 days. I don't know what it is with my wife. It takes about 3 days to get over stuff, but she'll go through her 3 days, and then she comes back like nothing ever happened. I'm like, wow, she's so different.
Really?
I love her to death. Yeah. She got her mouth open.
You
usually
have 3 days. I'm making sure the food is safe to eat.
Oh, well, first of all, I'm the cooking house. She better make sure the food is safe.
She's
talking about, I need to make sure the food's safe. No, I'm the cook. I'm good. My food is safe. It's great, but yes, definitely you have to. It's like I said, conflict is inevitable, and you have to figure out how they really feel about you. And if you want to know how somebody really feels about you, get them mad. Don't really get them mad, but I'm saying have them upset with you or mad or whatever. That's when you find out that they didn't like your extra pinky. Or you got a worm on the back of your ear, something like that.
Oh,
that
yes,
they don't even
yes.
like anyway.
Yeah, they say things hit below the belt. Oh.
Yeah, that's when you find out how they truly feel. So, and that's another, like just like you said, that's when you get that list. Man, we were talking about that list. Well, I do this for you, I do that for you. I can't believe you such and such. You're so selfish. You're trifling. Gone with your friends. You care about all of that. That's when you know how they really feel or how they felt. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, with me, I tell you off the jump what my problem is with you. I don't let stuff build up, but not everybody's like me. So that's the three things. One, off the top, like I said, you have to identify your problem. If you go to any kind of 12-step program or anything, the first thing that they make you do is stand up and confess or say what your problem is, because there's you cannot fix it until you realize that you have a problem.
Right.
So that's the first step.
That's
so,
right. That's true.
Then after that, realize your weaknesses and try to see if you can make those things strengths. If your weakness is technology or whatever, use that to pull your mate to you. Do some little requests or some chatting online with each other and grow from there. Also, find what it is that your mate, this is so important, is passionate about. I'm not saying that you have to love it, but you need to be educated on whatever their passion is. Educated enough to argue why you don't like their passion. If you can do that, that can even be a growing argument. Arguments can be something that will provide growth. Like I said, or let me change the word, debating. Like, man, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. Why you watch that anyway? All she do is such and such. All he say is such and such. Now, you're showing that you've taken the time to get into that passion. And if you want to get funky about it, in the end, when people cheat, I guarantee if you get to the root of it, that person they cheated with is a big part of either their passion or something that they are frequenting, whether it's work or what have you. So you better know about work. You better know about that person's passion, because if that person can put that in their ear as, you know, the thing that they like as well, they already hooked your boo. They got to stay there. They stepping in. already, like, we talk about, me and him talk about sports all the time, girl. I like the game and such and such. And you don't? Okay. You keep on not knowing about your mate's passion. Somebody is, and that person is going to be intriguing to them because it's a breath of fresh air when you can be around some people that know or like the same things that you like. And, again, I'm not asking you to like it. I'm saying be educated about it so that you can at least talk about it or converse or have intellectual conversations about it. Because, I mean, you see it all the time, you know. If a person comes in and they want to ask how the game is played, why the game is playing, that person is like, oh, I can't even enjoy the game. Or what happened in this movie? What's going on right there? It's like, oh, you should have been here at the beginning. Different stuff. Like, you need to do your research, get caught up so that you can make the experience of whatever that passion is a good experience, and they'll want you around. So,
you know, I think that's a perfect analogy, how you just said it, understanding the what interests your mate, your spouse, because that I guess that contributes to understanding what they deem as quality. I see the tie-in, definitely. Because in order for me to spend quality time with my spouse, my mate, my wife, I have to understand the things that turn her on, the things that makes her happy, what she deems as quality. So I see as far as you doing education. Okay, well, she likes shoes. You know, I'm not wearing the shoes, but, you know, I can have some dialogue with it. You know, Neiman's Marcus is too expensive. You know, hold on, why wouldn't you coach? You know, I know how much your shoes cost. You know, what are we doing in here? You know, you need to moonwalk out. No, hold on, that's $1,000 shoe. You crazy. You know, that dialogue alone. I mean, I've had that conversation with my missus, and she's like, well, how do you know about the shoes? Are you wearing them? I'm like, no, I'm not wearing them. I'm just being cautious. I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm just letting you know 5 years from now we can get that shoe.
And you know, that's funny you say that, because that's like the perfect analogy, and that's the best analogy for quality time is consistently being a student of your mate, always studying them, always doing research and trying to understand your mate. And my gosh, I mean, I know my wife. I just know her. I know this woman in and out. It's because I'm a student of her. Not to mention, you know, her biggest fan. So, and that's what it takes. I mean, if you want to provide quality time, you got to be intentional with your time. And that intent is not supposed to be on you. It's supposed to be on the person that you are trying to spend quality time with. So.
Now, let me direct that question to you. How do you, I guess, communicate that to a person who's trying to, I guess, court you or get the interest in you? How do you communicate without giving up the blueprint?
How do you mean? Are you talking to me?
Next question for me.
The Raven, I think you can get the sister's perspective on how does she, on a woman's perspective, can communicate her interest without giving up the blueprint? You know, kind of borrow the term from Brother Eddie. You don't want to give up everything, but you want that person to know.
That's interesting that you say that, because for a long time, before I met Edward, I used to give out my grocery list. I used to give out my grocery list. But after reading the book and meeting Edward, I've kind of changed up a little bit, and I think I kind of did change up even before meeting Edward and reading his book. I did kind of change up a little bit, but for a long time I did do that. I did give out my grocery list. And now I'm being more aware if that person is being very attentive to listening to me as I talk, because I don't give out my grocery list anymore, but I do put it in a way that if we're in a conversation and we're generalizing the conversation, then if you're really paying attention and really listening to me and to the conversation, you'll hear my grocery list is in the conversation.
Exactly what I said to do in the book, to make general conversations surrounding the key points that you're trying to get from that person to figure out what their growth is. Now, let me elaborate something, because that question can be kind of like threw a flag that what I said might have been received incorrectly. So I need to clarify something. Your grocery list is not a list of let me say what it is. Your grocery list is a list of your values, characteristics that you're looking for in a mate, just internal things, not physical things.
Right.
And so it is okay to talk about you liking to read books, to watch movies, and what type of movies and stuff that you like. I'm not telling anyone to be a mute. That would be a very interesting date and phone conversation.
Right.
You're trying to be a mute and not saying anything. That would be foolish. What I'm saying is the ingredients to your happiness, whether it is you want a man that is a gentleman that opens doors and stuff like that, or someone that respects their mom and all that stuff like that, you keep that to yourself. Someone that spends a lot of time with the children or whatever, keep that to yourself. Pay attention to the person, see if they provide those things, and then make it. That should be a grocery list. Your grocery list should not have anything to do with height, their skin complexion, or anything like that. Because first of all, I'm gonna tell you right now, I say 95% of the time, I'm willing to put my mortgage out there, your grocery list of a mate does not align with your physical taste. I want a tall man, 6'3", dark and smooth skin or whatever. You probably gonna get about a 5'11" dude with a with caramel skin or whatever. But that is gonna be the perfect person for you. And when it comes to your grocery list, so not to mention, and that was actually my thought of the day yesterday. Time itself will ruin a relationship built off of physicality. So you're looking for somebody that looks good, that was what my thought of the day was. It was, imagine that you have met mate and they are gorgeous, and they're gorgeous. But as time goes by, you guys get married and they get into like a serious car accident and their face goes through the windshield. Will you leave them? Said yes, you would, if all you were interested in is that person's physical appearance. But if you truly were into that person's face would not change how you view them, because you've seen them internally, and that in turn will help you appreciate the cover. And the analogy that I use in the end is, if you ruin the cover of your favorite book, that does not change it being your favorite book, because the what makes it your favorite book is the content on the inside. If your book cover was scratched up or the dog chewed it or whatever, it's still your favorite book. And you still get excited when you see the emblem of the book in stores or what have you, because you like the book. You didn't fall in love with the cover. You probably didn't even notice the cover, or even really appreciate the cover until you read the contents inside the book. So it's it's a must that, granted, our eyes are we see things first with our eyes. And I use the analogy that if the lights go out, we still squint our eyes to see what's going on. But once we realize that it doesn't matter how much we squint and we're not going to see what's going on, we then turn to what we feel. We start feeling with our hands, and we look with our hands, which internally means you're feeling, to see what's going on. So after time, your mate is going to look different just off of time itself. Whether it's after having a baby, your mate might begin to look different. So if you're not into them, their inner being, that time itself is going to ruin that relationship. So you must be looking for more inner things, which is why I brought that whole grocery list up, to clarifying the grocery list. It should be the inner things, their mannerisms, how they act and stuff like that should be on your grocery list, not your physical things, okay?
Right.
Okay. Oh, that was so nice.
But just to piggyback off of that, it's that's really how I've really started to change and really think about what's more important really in the person that I'm looking for as a mate. Not only just the morals and values, but more so their character and the time that they put into themselves. You know, are they looking for me to fulfill them versus them being already fulfilled and we're complementing each other? You know, where you look at the different line of communication, as Edward said, you know, I may communicate one way, he may communicate another way, but the point is, are we communicating together? And are we able to challenge each other without it becoming this blown out debate where why can't we agree to disagree? Mm-hmm. And some people don't see the value in that. And again, if you're looking for me to fulfill your happiness, shouldn't you already be happy? And I'm just a complement to that extension of your happiness.
That's right.
That's why I can't stand. Oh, it makes my skin crawl to hear people say my other half. To call someone your other half is to imply that you are not whole without them. That is the craziest, ridiculous statement I ever heard people say, and you should be whole before you get to a mate. And that's why I always tell people that that before you date, you should not start dating until you absolutely love being by yourself, because if you are dating with the intent of being happy after you find someone, that means that you are depending on someone else to provide you with happiness,
mm-hmm.
when you should already be happy with yourself. Not to mention, you cannot make someone happy if you don't have happiness in you already.
Exactly.
You cannot produce something that you don't already have.
It's funny you just said that. So once again, I think it ties in together again. You just did it again. I don't know how you do it, but you just did it again, brother. You just talk about spending time with yourself, quality time with yourself, make yourself a whole
mm-hmm.
person. You did it again. I don't know if you realized it, but you just said it again. You just tied the whole topic in together. You know, understanding yourself, quality with yourself. You know, just doing things to complete yourself. You got my mind going again, brother, on this one.
I mean, if you think about
it. You have to look at it from this point of view. And I'm sorry, Edward, to jump in front of you like that. But that was kind of what my topic about from last week, where a lot of people don't spend time with themselves. A lot of people don't date themselves, because how are you going to know what it is that you are looking for in a date or in that potential mate if you don't spend time with yourself? Because you could say, yeah, I want this brother and I want to be with him, but then he knows what he wants to do, he knows how to have fun, and then you're like, well, I don't like doing that and I don't do that, and you know, you have this whole whining going on. But how do you know you don't enjoy something if you don't do it yourself first before you meet that person? You know, if you don't spend time with yourself and know who you are and able to enjoy your own company, then how can you expect someone to come in and enjoy your company when you can't even enjoy your own company? You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I can go out to a movie by myself. I can go to dinner by myself to the fanciest restaurant and be the only one sitting at that table. And people are like, well, why do you do that? Aren't you afraid? Why? I'm enjoying my own company. I'm there to enjoy a good meal. I'm there to celebrate myself. I'm there to, you know, I watch people, but I'm there to enjoy myself and spend time with myself and do things that I know that makes me happy. So when I do have my mate with me, then he'll know that this is the things that I like to do. These are the things that, oh, wow, she has this energy about herself, where if he's the type of person that goes out of town for work or for business, then I don't need to have him there up under me all the time, because to me, if that's the case, then how can you spend time together and come together and enjoy the things together where the quality time together is more enriched and more in depth then you always with me all the time. Like, Dad, can't you go be with your friends? You know, go do something else that makes you happy, and then we come back together and we share those things. And I think that's where the quality time can go even deeper, because when you're apart, you know you miss that person, you love that person, but you can't wait to see them so you could tell them what's going on and tell them how this impacted you, what you learned from this, versus, you know, we're all together and there's nothing there to talk about.
Well, I want to just go take it a little step further. I mean, it's deeper than knowing yourself. It's understanding yourself. And that goes back to, if your mate takes the time to say, hey, what is it that I'm doing, or what is it that I need to do to provide quality time? if you don't understand yourself, you cannot explain what they need to do to provide quality time or provide you with satisfaction in quality time, because you don't understand yourself. So time with yourself is the biggest thing, and understanding yourself is the most important thing, because if you are miserable single, you're going to be miserable married, and that's because you are the only common denominator in both of those situations. I had a wonderful single life. I have a wonderful marriage. I am the only common denominator in those two circumstances, and that's because I was happy before I met my wife, and I'll be happy. I'm happy with my wife, and I'm just a happy person, period. No one can steal my joy, because it's my joy. It's in me. It's my happiness. It's in me. I understand myself, and in turn, I can help other people understand me, which in turn allows them to respond to me according to what it is that I'm looking for. But if you don't understand yourself, and you're still trying to find yourself, you cannot relay effectively what it is that you're looking for, and you leaving you and your mate hanging, trying to understand you when you're still trying to find yourself. And that's just, honestly, that's not fair.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's also the flip side to that, where the person and the person you're saying, oh, yeah, this person completes me. So that means to me, as you said, you weren't whole from the beginning.
You're looking for
that person to complete me. I mean, after everyone's seen the movie, you know, with Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding Jr. talking about you completing, okay, but shouldn't you have already been completed before we got together?
Mm-hmm.
But in the movie, wasn't the premise of that movie, like, he was, like, all, he wasn't right with himself. He was still trying to find himself.
Exactly.
And that goes back to what you guys said earlier about finding yourself and handling the issues within yourself. So he tried to find a relationship to validate or try to find himself, and that wasn't, when at the end of the day, he wound up still, you know, I didn't say that at the end of the day. You know, basically, he had to break up with her, because, you know, that wasn't what it was all about. Because that wasn't, you know, he didn't find himself by being with her.
Exactly. And,
well, y'all let me know something, because I sure have never seen that movie. Don't know what the heck y'all talking about.
You never seen Jerry Maguire, brother?
Okay. I got you. My Quan, my ace. You completely.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
I'm with you now.
Yes, show
I
me
know what
remember,
the heck
said,
y'all
yeah.
was talking about. I know what
yeah,
y'all was talking
yeah,
about, but okay.
Remember Tom Cruise was telling her that, you know, you complete me, but he's already broken up. He had his own issues prior.
Got you. No, he did. Actually, he did what he thought was the right thing to do. That's a problem. People do that very often. Again, and it goes back to routine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this because I think this is what I'm supposed to do, as opposed to doing it what you want to do. That goes back to a job. And it gets you start to resent people and stuff when you do stuff like that. And you just don't like doing what it is that you're doing. So the what you get is worse. And that's why I'm about to hurt some people's feelings, but gotta do
Let's
it.
Go.
Go ahead.
Sorry feelings, but I can't stand. People do it all the time. They decide to get married because they're having a baby when they already weren't doing well prior to the baby. It slipped up.
Exactly.
Now she's pregnant. You think now I get married? That's gonna. It's best for the baby. That's the worst thing you can do to a child because they're learning that the way that you two treat each other is what love looks like. So they start looking for that type of relationship when they get older. The best thing you can do is separate yourselves from each other so that they can see how you treat the person that you end up with that you truly love and care about, and they can say, oh, that's what love looks like. That's what I should be looking for in a mate, as opposed to you two arguing all the time because y'all didn't want to be with each other in the first place, but y'all doing it for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it for the baby. It's the right thing to do. I don't want to raise my child in separate homes and all this mess, but yet the relationship that you guys are showing the child is the worst relationship ever. So, yeah, if just move on.
No, brother, no. There's some people listening.
Yeah, no, I'm saying to them, move on. Do not get married for that. That's chapter. What chapter is this? That's six. That's chapter six. Are you for changing for the same? Yeah, it's chapter six. But I go in depth there. If you feel like stopping there, go visit chapter six. Like I said, I'm giving my book away for $5, electronic copy, www.edwardfairley, that's F as in Frank, AIRLEY.com, because, yeah, people do that all the time. Nerve-wracking and probably the worst thing that you could ever do.
True. There you go. I mean, even if they're not married, they think moving in, well, she wants me moving in, I'm moving with her. I'm going to go through the motions. You know, you want them, like you're saying, resentment comes in from there. Because it became a job, it became a chore. You know, it's not from the heart. Oh, wait a minute, not from the heart.
I had a woman tell me today, she said, I don't like conflict, so I won't say anything because I want to keep the peace. I said, but you're not keeping the peace. You're causing a war within. So there's no peace. You have a war within yourself. You mad with that person, you resenting them, and you're angry at what they're doing that you quote-unquote kept the peace from, but you're actually, you have a war going on in yourself. And then you snap off, and you're on TV on a show called Snap. I think they got a show called Snap where females is just going in on people, cutting people up, all kinds of stuff, shooting them up, everything. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, man. I'm telling you, so many people snap. I don't have to snap because I nip the small things in the bud. I don't. As soon as I see a problem, I nip that junk in the bud. I'm not holding nothing in, dealing with it, wishing I said something later. All that mess not happening. You will know, and you will understand after knowing. and we'll go from there. So, yeah.
No, you're right. No, you're right. You got to speak up. I mean, you got to open your mouth. I mean, what's the old cliche? I think I know my grandmother said. I know you don't like these cliches sometimes, brother. But closed mouth don't get fed.
Oh yeah, no, that's a good one. It makes sense. You remember we already had this discussion. I don't like the cliches or the different statements that don't make sense. That stupid stuff. That whole, you know, he just want to have his cake and eat it too. Who the hell wants the cake and doesn't eat it? Yes, I want to have my cake and eat it too. What does that mean? Please, somebody call in and explain what the heck that's supposed to mean. He just want to have his cake and eat it too. Who buys a cake and looks at it? You eat it. Why the hell are people walking around saying, oh, he just want to have his cake and eat it? It's stuff like that irks me. I don't have a problem with stuff that makes sense and will cause, you know, someone to be enlightened. You know, closed mouth doesn't get fed. That's perfect. You can bring a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. Awesome. You know, have his cake and eat it too. I might strangle you. You say something like that.
Hold up. My brother texted me. He just texted me not too long ago. He's laughing his butt off. He said he's going to tell his girl that tonight. He's going to have a cake and eat it too. He said he may even go buy the cake.
Exactly, of course. Like, who walks around saying, oh, my God, what you doing with that cake? No one. Why? Because people are supposed to buy cake and eat it, too. That's stupid. That is the dumbest statement ever invented hate by people. I just don't understand. That stuff irks me, man. People, we just
yeah, you know, one day we're going to talk about the stupid cliches. You know, we're going to go
that's
on
fine,
go
man. You know, I'd love to do it because it gets on my nerves.
Yeah, we got to do that. You know, I never got there. You know, but, you know, we talked about this before, brother. Off air. You know, it's cold as hell. Like, you know, damn, oh, hold on, cold as hell. My last check.
Yeah. We say it. Yeah, we do it all the time, man.
Yeah, like I said, you know, my son, he's right here now. When I said money on growing trees, he's like, well, technically, I wanted to kill him at that moment. He got me good, but I had nothing to say. I was like, you know what?
At least he's thinking. I love it.
Yeah, he does that sometimes. We get that little blank look at each other, and he's like, okay, think about it. He said, you get no pop, and he just pop, you know, hit me on the back of my shoulder and run. I'm like, you know what?
Hey, that's all good. Because times like that can only happen when you're spending quality time together. So it don't even matter. It all falls into place because that wouldn't happen had y'all not been spending some quality time together. So
exactly.
I appreciate you bringing the message right back on home. I'm a sick.
But that is quality. That's definitely quality. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because the cake and each other. I'm laughing because when my brother sent the text, he put laughing my A off.
That junk, it gets on my nerves, man. We are so obese minded as far as a people in this generation. And what I mean by that is we are so lazy in our thinking to where our minds are fat and just overweight because we do not work them at all. Our music is dumbed down. Our schools are dumbed down. And we're dumbing down to make other people feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at one point in time they were trying to add Ebonics. They gave teachers courses on Ebonics. I'm like, wow.
That's right. I remember that ignorant stuff.
I thought we were supposed to be teaching them, you know, providing them with the standard, not going down to their standard. That's
right.
Ridiculous. I'm all for bridging gaps or finding ways to tap into a generation, but to learn how they're speaking intentionally, to start speaking that way just so that you can relate to them, you could be more creative than dumbing yourself down for anyone. So
I like that. You know that's a topic, right? Dumbing yourself down. You're absolutely correct. I mean, just real quick off our topic, just dumbing down, I just want to share something with you. I mean, I've worked in maybe two other employments, whereas my supervisor said, well, that report is too detailed. I need you to tone it down. I'm like, excuse you? And then when I looked at him, I'm like, you know, he wanted me to dumb down the report. And I was like, you know, this is going to the state. You know, this is documents. But come to find out, I still submitted that document. Sure enough, I received a notification from a top of a state official saying that by far was one of the best reports he's ever read. My supervisor just had that look in his face, like he was so disgusted with me. I'm like, get over yourself, kill yourself.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you just did what you did, because what that did was clarify that details and stuff like that is not a gender thing. We like to say, you know, men don't like all that detail or whatever. You just said it was wordy. You provided with a lot of detail to explain stuff. You didn't want to miss out on stuff. People tend to say that that's a woman thing. Guys don't like all that detail. That guy didn't. Your boss didn't know, whoever that. It's not true. And that's the whole point that I try to stress when I say do not generalize male and female. People are individuals. And you especially you, I think you are a detective, correct?
Yes. Don't tell nobody.
Okay. You should be intentionally looking for detail. I mean, in order for you to be successful in that, you have to look for details. And what when we look at TV and stuff, what is a detective normally like? The general population of a detective is normally gender wise, male. again, debunking things. I heard a woman tell me, oh, well, you know how men are, they don't put no emotion behind behind sex. You know, us women aren't like that. We're emotional beings. I said, that's interesting. Last time I checked, the prostitution is probably the biggest and most most paid profession in the world, and that is by mostly who? And got real quiet. Since you don't want to answer, let me do it for you. It's by women. Women are having sex, just taking the money, keeping it moving. Last time I checked, that's no emotion behind it. That's getting paid, keeping it moving. That's business is business. All these dudes, they get all caught up and all emotional. They want to spend time and talk afterwards. Really? I thought you know, we weren't like that. But like I said, we hear things, we take them like have your cake and eat it too, and we run with it as opposed to thinking. And that's me getting off my my little.
That's perfect. That's actually a good way to kind of close up the show. You know, listen, like, once again, for those who didn't check in, you listen to the Man Up Talk Show. It's not about just a man show. It's about just basically taking everyday experiences and looking at it from a reality perspective. You know, we got my brother right here, Mr. Eddie Fairley, because he said he liked to be called Eddie, so I'm going to respect that.
Appreciate
and, of
that,
course,
sir.
We got the lovely Miss Raven, you know, yeah, at the Raven's Closet. You know, it just before we close out with the next 2 minutes, Brother Eddie, is there anything that you need to tell, any closing remarks you need to tell our listeners? Because right now, we got Philadelphia, we got New York, we got Jersey, we got Ohio. I believe we have somebody overseas in the military, a friend of mine. He's on the tune in. I'm not sure where. I think it's like Afghanistan. Yeah. Excuse me, a little tongue twisted. You didn't even want to close in remarks?
As always, I appreciate your minds, hearts, and time. Please, y'all, start calling in. We want to hear what y'all want to talk about. This show is not about us. It's about y'all and for y'all. But if we don't know what y'all want or what y'all are into or what y'all want to talk about or what y'all want us to dive into, we cannot address it. It's no different from what we were just talking about, understanding ourselves and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an issue or something that you want addressed or you want a little more clarity about or want us to just bring it to the table, let's bring it to the kitchen table and let's go in on it so that we can stop living in bondage and not progressing as a people and just grow with each other. So we need you all's topics. We would love to hear you. Please start calling in or like you started doing, which is the first time I've ever had that with the show, is a text message. I appreciate it. I was starting to be a little concerned as to whether our approach was causing people to not want to ask questions, you know, kind of like that whole, you know, I'm scared I'll ask a dumb question, and that's the last thing we want people to think. We want you all to engage. We want you all to challenge our minds or our thoughts and provide us, again, with topics so that we can be talking about the stuff that you all want to talk about. This show is not for us. It's for you all, and we would love for you all to participate in this to help us all grow so that we can be attacking everyone's needs and problems or questions, if you will. I also want to, again, let you all know that my book is on sale for $5 for electronic copy, so you don't have to wait for any shipping and handling outside of me just emailing it to you. And it's $5, and I'll email you the entire copy of the book. It's not a long book. I was intentional in that because I know a lot of people don't like to read. It's a two-hour read, if that, and I just know how people, time is very valuable to us. So I wrote it in a manner that any type of person that can read it, if you're highly educated, you'll appreciate it. If you're not that educated, you'll appreciate it. I did not use big words to try to impress anybody to where I lost out on the client. I made it so that anyone can understand the way I teach and the way I speak is with me thinking in mind of my children. If my children can't understand it, I did not clarify it good enough. Einstein said, if you can't say it simply, you don't really understand it. So I compacted it in a manner that anybody can understand it and grasp the concepts and understanding as well as understanding themselves. With that being said, I just want to turn it over. And my website, if you're interested, is www.edwardfairley. That's F as in Frank, A-I-R-L-E-Y.com. And also read my thoughts of the days that every day, well, not every day, that Monday through Fridays, it's a relationship thought of the day. Again, relationships are relational all around. So even though my brand is relationships as far as a male and a female couple, whether it's dating relationships or marriage, I also I collaborate the different things that, whether it's a light bulb or remote control, and I bring those things together to help you all see the relationships are across the board a part of everything. And I'm going to stop talking. Again, my website is www.edwardfairley.com. Check out my thoughts of the days, as well as my book is on sale for $5 electronically, so you can download it to your computer via PDF. Thank you for your time. All right, bye-bye.
give Brother Edward a big round of applause. Like always, we love him to death and what he does, and we appreciate him. Like always. And then Sister Raven, of course, you got to, you know, plug the Raven Closet show. You got about a minute, Sister.
Oh, geez, I get a minute. Okay. Well, to make my minute count.
Yes, it
to make
counts.
My minute count, I am the host of Raven's Closet Talk Show. I think it's just easier for Naz and for Edward to call me Raven because of the name of the show. But my name is Sonia. I am the hostess. My show is aired every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Monday through, I'm sorry, every week Thursday. Whew, let me get that straight. Every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And basically my show, I like to call it the Fine Concept. That's F-I-N-E, meaning I focus intelligent, conversation, nurturing, excellence. And it's real talk for real people. And that's what we're doing here on the Man Up Talk Show. Is really we're fine-tuning what we're feeling, what we need to talk about, and do it in an intelligent and focus it in an excellent manner. And if you check out my website, it's www.ravenscloset talkshow.com. You can listen to all of the past shows from season one as well as the current season. There's other things on there as well. Right now I am focusing to update what I like to call my new segment is Reflections from the Closet. And if you go to the website, you can check that out as well. It's like a video blog to make you really, you know, give you food for thought and just Reflections from the Closet. The show is through www.talkshoe, that's SHOE.com. And, again, you can just check us out every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. For those who took it out, Miss Raven, we appreciate what she does. As always, she gets a round of applause. And I guess it's my turn. I'm Mr. Naz. I like everybody call me Naz. I really don't care for being called Nasty anymore for sometimes, because when you have a grown man call you Nasty, you just don't feel right. But I enjoy what I do. I enjoy being around positive, strong people. That's my vision. That's what I believe in. And it's real refreshing, and it helps me grow. Being around Brother Eddie and Sister Raven and a lot of other positive people, it motivates me, makes me become a better person. So those who's just listening to the show, you know, we encourage you. Please, please, surround yourself with positive people. It will make you grow. Mm-hmm. It don't make you anything less than a positive personality. So don't think you're a punk or, oh, I can't listen to them. If you listen to those who's positive, it's going to make you stronger. So please,
yeah,
please, please, surround yourself with positive people who have positive results. We love you. We appreciate your love and support. And like Brother Eddie said, maybe say call in, because we're going to be on a mission. We're going to be hearing some more voices. Those texts, we appreciate it, but we'd rather hear your voice. So once again, thank you, everyone, and have a beautiful and blessed evening.
Okay. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, y'all be safe. Take care.
Be safe, brothers.
Okay.
The show has been sponsored by Team Bomb. Mind, focusing, intelligence, nurturing excellence with Bill Paul, the Little Milk, the Raven's Closet Talk Show.
Shadow, 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 world, 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 world.